Thanks, Aaron. So I'll start off generally by talking about the statutory provisions that govern venue, and then talking a little bit about some of the court decisions that have addressed the issue and how courts deal with ruling on motions to determine venue or transfer venue. We'll also talk a little bit about situations where a court is dealing with competing jurisdictions and different whether that's a single debtor involved in two different jurisdictions or affiliates of a single debtor dealing with two forums. So generally, venue can be contentious. It can be the first and most contentious issue that that you deal with in a Chapter 11 case, certainly. And the statutes talk about venue under Title 28 of the U.S. Code, specifically with respect to bankruptcy cases, sections 1408 and 1410 of Title 28. Section 1408 says, and it's up there on the slide deck, except as provided in Section 1410, a debtor may file its bankruptcy case in any district where, one, the debtor's domicile, residence, principal place of business, or principal assets are located, or two, an affiliate, general partner, or partnership of the debtor has a case pending. And that sub-2 point is going to be really important later on in the presentation. Again, when we talk about issues where you've got a debtor that is involved in two different jurisdictions, or a petition has been filed against a debtor in two different jurisdictions, or if a debtor and an affiliate or perhaps a parent with related or commingled assets have petitions filed in two separate jurisdictions.